Mr. Gutierrez, glad to have you on the program.
How are you, sir? Good. Good to be here.
I'm doing pretty well. So how's the United States doing in business matters worldwide?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, our economy is healthy. We last four quarters, we've reported a growth that's close to 4%. That is well ahead of just about any industrialized nation that you can think about. It's twice the rate as the European Union, a lot faster than Japan. Our unemployment is down to 5.2%. As the president said, we're not complacent, we're not satisfied, but that's lower than the average of the last three decades. More Americans are working today than ever before in our history. More Americans own a home than ever before in our history, so we've got to keep it going. It's a healthy economy, but there's still a lot of work to do, and the president has a very clear agenda to continue to drive growth.
So tell me about CAFTA. Give a layman's explanation for people listening to this program of what CAFTA does for and to the United States.
This is a very important trade agreement. It includes the five Central American countries and the Dominican Republic. Today, products coming in from Central America come into our country duty-free. However, our products going into Central America, our exports, pay duties. That means that they're penalized and they have a higher price than they should have because of those duties. CAFTA levels the playing field. So it takes down duties on our products so that we can compete more effectively and we can grow our businesses, provide more jobs, and expand into Central America. Very importantly, Central America also is an area that you may recall 20 or 25 years ago, these were very difficult countries. There were civil wars, there were revolutions, there were military dictatorships. That's when we put in place this tariff system to help them grow out of those problems. Today, they have embraced democracy. They're all democratically elected governments. They have embraced free enterprise, and this is our opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to help them grow and help them embrace the democratic process by having a free trade agreement with them. So there's a lot at stake here. It's a very logical agreement, very sound. It will help our industries. It will create jobs. And it will
create jobs here, not there.
It will help. It will create jobs here because today we're paying tariffs going in there. And once those tariffs come down, we'll be able to sell them more products. For example, if you just think about what products from Oregon we could sell more of to Central America, we can sell more fruits, more beef, vegetables, wheat, dairy products. These are all products that are paying tariffs going into Central America. And with the DR CAFTA agreement, those tariffs will go away.
Where's the opposition coming from? Who doesn't like this idea and why?
Well, you know what's happening is it's almost an emotional reaction to free trade agreements without necessarily looking at the facts. The facts are very clear, and the more we get the facts out, the more people realize that this is a very good agreement. It's good for our country, and it's good for our neighborhood. So I think that's what we're finding is just that people who are opposed to it, once they hear the facts, they realize that this is something that's good.
Because it's not like it's going to reduce tariffs on these imported goods that are coming into our country. They're already coming in duty-free, right?
Exactly. That's an excellent point. They've been duty-free ever since the Caribbean Basin Initiative, which was put in the 1980s. And it was our way to help Central America get out of the problems they were in. But now it's time to level that playing field and reduce tariffs on our products.
I've got about 1 minute left, Mr. Commerce Secretary. It's unconstitutional for a state to regulate interstate commerce. Am I correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, under the Constitution.
Yes.
We got a local knucklehead city commissioner who wants to have a tax on cell phones. Now, Portland sits right on the border between Oregon and Washington. It would strike me that most cell phone business ends up going across that river. We've got cell sites on both sides. If a city tries to pass a cell phone tax, isn't that regulating interstate commerce?
Well, look, I'm not really sure about the local issues and some of the legal technicalities. I will say that the president has said that he wants to keep telecom in the future free of regulation and be able to have widespread access to it and universal access because it's good for business, it's good for communications, it's good for prosperity, and to the extent that we could keep regulation low and keep it clear, of the internet and of telecom, that would be a good thing. But I really can't comment on the legal implications of the decision.
Mr. Commerce Secretary, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on with us. Carlos Gutierrez.
Thank you.
The Secretary, thanks.